Talking with Coffee County head coach Doug Green about the upcoming football season. Coach, not long we will be in the football season and things are starting to happen for you. And I want you to first tell me about changes in your coaching staff. You got some new guys come in. I am one for the past that's back. Well, actually two for the past that's back.
Yeah, we were able to hire Roger Haynes back. He had to leave last year. He was a defensive coordinator, I guess, 2 years ago, and he had to go take care of his mother. And then circumstances changed, and he is back now. And
good to have him back.
He will run our defense. Of course, he does some of our special teams. And then he has taken over the weight room, which is wonderful.
He does
such a good job there. That's kind of our lifeblood, lifting. We lift in there. We with our weights. We also do agilities. One of the things we've done, I guess, since I've been here, is we've gotten where we do better in space. We move in space, laterally, whatever, and are able to hold our own.
Being strong is one thing. Being able to move is another thing.
Exactly. So, you know, he's excellent at that. I remember recruiting his schools when he was head coach in Alabama, and they always were good at those things. So we're tickled to have him back. And then we hired Stephen Graves back. He was here.
Bubba returns.
My first year and was here. And then, of course, he's a Coffee County graduate. I think he played for Bill Price.
Yes.
Played in 07. They won when he was here. And he's back. He's got his master's degree. And
he's traveled around some, got some experience.
He's been around. He's seen, you know, he's been coaching other places, which is a good thing, and see some things. And then I've got him on the offensive side of the ball now, where he's working with running backs and overlaps a little bit on the tight ends with me. So he's going to be extremely good help. He's excited to be here. And like I said, I've been looking to get some local people on the staff. Basically, I'm looking for people that we can keep here for
sure,
a bit,
sure,
trying to keep some continuity on the staff. So those are two big ones. And then we're able to hire Silas Bond. He is the freshman offensive line coach.
Okay.
Basically spent the last 3 months with Roger Barlow learning what we want the linemen to do. And so we're just excited about the training that those linemen are going to get at their freshman year and how they
it's big
coming our way. It is big because there's probably one or two of them that are going to have to help us out next year.
All right. Tell me about this summer and things that you've been working on, some of the camps the guys have been to, the 7-on-7s. Tell me how that's been going so far for the guys.
Well, we talked back in the spring. Spring practice, TWSAA has decided to push all the spring sports back a week. So we basically just cannot hardly get our skill kits in.
Very true.
With baseball and track. So we essentially lost spring practice in the passing game. But you just do what you can, you control what you can control. So we spent a lot of work on our running game, and I thought our linemen had a tremendous spring as well as the running backs. So it was what we focused on. So we knew in June we were going to really have to work on our passing game and our pass defense. And it was probably when we first started, we were as far behind as I've ever been in June. It was concerning. However, we've made great strides in June.
People don't realize how important that is, to get your team ready early and not have to wait around. And we know one of the schools in our own district is having to wait because they don't have to have football coaches right now. So having you in place and having the other coaches in place and getting these players in, working on what you guys need them to work on, it's vitally important to having a successful year.
No doubt. We go 3 days a week. We have 12 opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm telling them. There's 12 opportunities. Now, a couple of kids, we got three that play basketball, so Coach Taylor and I worked together for the most part, but they had like 2 dates that overlapped,
mm-hmm,
that went to basketball. On the other hand, we had this camp for – Ozzie had the camp at Arkansas –
mm-hmm –
state, so he ended up missing basketball for that. This last trip they made to Huntsville, so we just have to work hand in hand and make sure the kids don't choose.
Because that's happened, you know, sometimes. With
Cole Pippinger and his summer league baseball, I mean, he, you know, we have to get together in January and try to map out the best. Because for the most part, they play on the weekends, but for whatever reason, the new trend now is they're starting to play more on Wednesdays, which is unusual.
That is.
But you're dealing with, in summer league, you're dealing with people that are not professionals, and so you get into a little bit of that. But he had to miss some baseball Wednesday, but that was our big 7-on-7 at Chevyville.
Right.
And then he'll miss a week of shorts when we're going into pads because he's going to the World Wooden Bat Tournament that lasts an entire week, and I get it. He needs to be there. That is an honor to be able to go to that, and that is something that'll help him develop on that end, and I have no problems with that. So I know where he's going to be, when he's going to be here, and I can plan accordingly, and I can live with that.
Speaking of Cole, going to have to depend on him at quarterback this season.
Yeah, you know, we've got him and Nathan Luttrell. Nate may have had the best spring of anybody.
I watched him some in spring practice.
His arm strength has gotten better. Of course, he knows how to run our offense. You know, he's gotten bigger and stronger.
I can tell.
And so, of course, Nate's also playing some linebacker for us too. So, but anyway, he had a good spring. And he actually did well the other day when we put him in. In the 7-on-7s, he and Cole both worked, but he did well. But interesting, they both are different style quarterbacks. That's what
they are.
You know, as a coach, I've been smart about when one of them does things better than the other one, and vice versa.
There's makes sense.
That Nate does better.
Of course, you got Oz back, and he's just an athlete, and he's being recruited. We all know that. Are you going to center some things, you know, plan some things around him this year that you're going to be able to work with without going into specifics?
Well, we're going to run our offense. I'm not changing the offense up. He obviously, being as versatile as he's been, allows us to do some other things and get into things without subbing. One of the things he's going to have to get used to is getting double teamed. For a while.
Jalen Osborne's name is now known. So they're going to be looking at him.
And he's had to look at that a little bit in these 7-on-7s. People are not, you know, they're bracketing him. They're not, you know, he's having to work harder to get open. And, but, you know, I've still got, it's hard to shut him down and Martin at the same time.
That's true.
And that's part of why I've got Martin playing where he's at.
What about your defense? What defense aside, what did you lose and how are you replacing?
Well, we lost Derek Scott.
Yeah.
Who was our most consistent player, and he did such a good job of containing it.
No doubt.
So we've lost him, but we've got virtually everybody else back. Lost one of our safeties, decided to go play golf, and that was fine. So we've got, we'll be young in the secondary again as far as safety, but we're really excited with their progress. They're the boys that we've got back, and plus Weldon's back there too. So who's
Barlow?
The senior? Safety.
Is
Weldon's back at safety, and then you've got Tyler Martin, Caden Martin, and Jackson Warwick, and they're all very athletic.
Very good. Very good.
Got some size, and so we're pretty tickled with that. I think if, as they're moving on, Matt Mueller moved back to secondary.
Oh, okay.
He's doing a super job with them. Linebacker-wise, believe it or not, we're deep. We've got, you know,
that's a good thing.
We've been short since I've been here. You know, you've got Gailey back.
Good.
Marlowe's back.
Good.
Ashton Farrell's back. And then, of course, Carter will be a sophomore. And
can anybody block Jack Marlowe? That's where that kid can get into backfield.
Good instincts, though.
He does, man. He's that good.
You know, you got, and then we've added a couple more. Of course, we also got the James kid back, the one that had the interception to seal out the Franklin County game.
Yeah.
And Shepard is back. So we've.
That's really good.
And Nate. So we've got about 7 or 8 that we can play with. And of course, Ashton can also put his hand down and play in too. So it gives us some multiple. We have the ability to be multiple, and we're excited about that.
What about your line, offense and defense?
The defensive line is going to be fine. It's, you know, of course, Russell Ralph's back, Blaine's back, Blaine Myers is back.
He's so big and strong.
Kelby McCormick played a good bit last year on the D-line. He's back. We're just looking to replace Derek at the end. And then offensive line, this will be the biggest offensive line I've had here.
Really?
Gilly's back.
Yep.
Left tackle. Russell Ralph right now is looking like he's going to start at guard for us.
Okay. Big kid.
And he'll play both ways. He's just going to play less defense than he had before. Russell understands what we're doing, and he's a good guard. Pulls well. But he weighs 255 pounds.
Yeah.
It's instead of 200.
Right, right.
Of course, Strickland's back, center. He's back. And then Jathan Castle has been out for the spring, and he'll be back.
Okay.
Playing to right guard. He split time last year, and he's a 300-pounder.
Okay.
And then Javon Simmons at right tackle. And, man, he has had a great spring, summer, off-season. He's gotten stronger. But
that's awesome.
He can move. He's a very athletic.
Athletic, 300 pounds.
And he's not quite 300. He's about 285. He shed the fat. So he's lean.
Oh, okay.
He may be 300 by the time he's leaving here, muscle. But he's going to allow us to do some things because of the way he runs. And then, of course, right now backing up both sides there would be Caden Hayes, will be a sophomore.
Okay.
And he had a little injury he's dealing with now, but he'll be back off, I guess, right after the break. But he's a 6'5", 270-pounder.
You don't find those very often.
And he does move very well. So it's funny. The quarterback said, I said, he's getting in my vision. I said, I bet he does.
Big guys.
So we really think that that's where things will start.
Kicking game?
There. Kicking game, well, everybody's back.
Good. Sometimes that's hard to find.
No doubt. Weldon's back as punter. Looks like we're going to have two punters and maybe three, which is fun.
That's interesting.
Kicking-wise.
I've seen times where we didn't have one.
I know. Elijah McCoy's back. And then, of course, Manny Gonzalez, who had to play in the
– Right.
He was a freshman last year, but he had to kick in the playoff game.
That's right.
Because McCoy was sick. It was COVID, actually.
Yeah. I just don't mention that word.
I don't know. But he's with us. And then so what's nice is those kickers now can work together. Excited about that. More than anything, we've got, with the receivers, we're looking at, Coach A's been – we're subbing in a lot at receiver now. So if one of them runs a deep ball, we can get them off the field, get
good,
a fresh body.
Good.
Allows us to play faster, this, that, and the other. And Brayson Yancer, his senior that's come through for us there, is going to play a lot. Shepard has come through and done well for us. We've had a few other kids that have grown up between their sophomore and junior year that it's going to be nice to be able to do that.
We're looking at on tight end.
Well, you've got Jalen, and then we've moved Carter.
Carter, okay. Okay.
Carter, and then Ashton Farrell. So we got three, and then there's another young one that's working in there. So we're very solid right there. So, yes, we could be, if I want to be too tight, so we can be. We haven't worked that much. We'll get into that in July.
I'm starting.
And I've got a whole nother wrinkle that we're going to put in I'd rather not discuss.
I understand that.
There's another few things, with Pippinger, Connor Shimwell, he had such a big arm.
Yeah, right.
He runs like a fullback.
Yes.
So when he was running, I wanted to make sure, as long as he's behind his pads, I didn't care. He wasn't the one getting hurt. Pippinger's a better open field runner, so there's things that we can do with him. For example, you should see us. We'll do a lot more sprint out, run past, where if he wants to pull it down, take off, have at it, that kind of thing. I couldn't do that with Connor because he was playing with one leg.
Yeah, he was.
So we were hamstrung a little bit last year and what we could and couldn't do. And I sure did. I had to really be careful how many hits he took, whereas you put a 100% healthy kid in. Of course, Pippinger now is – he's stronger. He's put on some weight.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Yeah, he's up 185
now. Yeah.
He's actually gotten taller. It'll be. I'm going to have fun this month in July where I'm playing around.
That's going to be great.
put some new things in and
looking forward to it. I understand about depth a lot in football and what it can mean, and it's good talking with you about this because all I'm hearing in each position that you've talked about is how much depth you've got this year compared to what I've seen at Coffee County in the past.
We've been bare bones. I mean, I've
seen times where we dressed 18 players, and now hearing all this is very encouraging.
What should happen when the team, when you have depth, when you get where you want to be, or at least where I used to be in, you know, you've got kids playing, you've got, you know, we put our starters on special teams. You know, you don't.
It's true.
6A football, you don't take a break on special teams.
That's true.
You
know,
if you're playing small ball, a lot of times they'll punt and everybody just lets it roll out and everybody's taking a break.
That's true.
Because they're all playing every down.
Every down.
But in 6A, people, you know, keeping their foot on the gas. So we've, ideally, you've got your guys are playing two special teams. In other words, I should, in a perfect world, my punt team, none of the guys on punt return are on punt team.
Gotcha.
I can get there, but if I can, that means that when I work punt, my punt return team's also getting work.
That's good.
So they're working each other, or at least, you know, the majority. And same with kickoff and kickoff return. So in other words, we can continue to, we can compete and go full speed and get better. And like I said, if you can get a 2-for-1, it shortens your practice.
It does.
We are already like that on offense and defense now. The lines are one way. So I can go, if I want to go red offense and red defense, the box is our best guys.
Gotcha.
Now I'm still not there with the secondary and receivers.
One final question, and this one is kind of a funny one, but it has been brutally hot. How in the world do you get these guys through what they do? It's amazing to me.
Honestly, it's you got to be smart, but we go early anyway.
Yeah, right.
We start at 7:30, and for the most part, it just hadn't been too hot to be out there until about 10:30.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're done by 10:30.
You're done. Well, Coach, I wish you great success during the season. We'll be back with you, on a weekly basis and talking with you before each game. But I'm really excited about this year. I think it's a time that I think all Coffee County fans need to get out and support these kids. The change is here.
Well, it's the 100th year of football.
It is the 100th year of football.
We're going to be doing a lot of things with that. I think there's going to be a lot of people at the games. It's going to be, we're fun to watch.
You are going to
watch. Play hard. They're going to, we run the ball. We throw the ball. The fans were great last year, and I don't see any reason why it's going to change.
Just keep on coming.
Cowbells ringing in the stands. Bands playing.
No COVID. Boys.
but it's just, like I said, well, this is the first group that's been through the weight room. We're strong as anybody now. So we have the opportunity to, We could win as many as we execute.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun on Friday nights. I think we got Franklin County at home, Shelbyville at home, Lebanon is at home, Spring Hill, and Ray County.
Sounds fun. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right.